This is the High Court in Islamabad. The court is in the spotlight after it began hearing an appeal of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in a case involving money laundering charges. Last month, a trial court found Nawaz Sharif guilty for setting up a mega business empire in Saudi Arabia in the name of his son. He was jailed for 7 years and fined $25 million for refusing to disclose source of income with which he set up business of his family. In 2016, Nawaz Sharif admitted in the parliament to have owned overseas assets of his family and had vowed to prove it with evidence. However, in the court, he refused to provide any proof, which led to his conviction. Now, the prosecuting agency hopes that the High Court would uphold the ruling of the lower court against him.
For the time being, Nawaz Sharif is in trouble, and there are a host of cases against him, the money laundering charges and the case of the Panama scandal. All these cases are against him. His opponents, they are of the view that he is in big trouble and he may not be able to get relief by the highest courts like the High Court and the Supreme Court.
The High Court has indefinitely postponed the hearing of Nawaz Sharif's petition. It previously suspended conviction of former Premier, his daughter and son-in-law in a similar case on money laundering charges few months back. Now the supporters of the opposition party are attaching high hopes with the court to win the freedom for their incarcerated leader.
One verdict has already been suspended. In one case, he has been evicted. And this is the third case. This is also weak. I don't think it's on the strong footing, and there's a likelihood that it will also be suspended or set aside.
Prime Minister Imran Khan's ruling party won last year's general elections on his anti-graft drive against opposition leaders who are publicly perceived to be icons of corruption. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.